When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count you can't count on much, but you can count always on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. All you got to do is visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Bob Pompiani, Austin Bechtold, a.k.a. Limits or City Limits, or how many other nicknames does he have for you?
Oh, man.
Too many.
Wonder Twin and all this
Wonder
other
Twin. Where did that come from, by the way? Wonder Twin.
I don't know. The Wonder Days?
Okay.
I don't
you
know.
You look like him? Is that what he thinks?
Apparently. He also thinks I look like Jimmy Neutron. Now we're getting texters saying that it was named after Babe Ruth, and when he threatened to sue, they claimed it was for Grover Cleveland's family member. One texter says, stick by your guns, Limits.
I have no idea. I'm not going to dig that deep. It's still a good candy bar. I like it. It's still selling. So whoever it is, Grover Cleveland, Babe Ruth, whatever, it's still pretty good. So the question is, what kind of candy bar would Shohei Ohtani get? It would have
that's
to
a good
be
question.
Real, you know, heavy, deep, dark chocolate, I think. I think that's the best tasting candy bar. Do you agree, or would you rather go in a different direction?
No, I do agree with you. I think that's a good pick.
So you just mentioned in the headline there, the Pirates make changes. One of them, however, wasn't one they should have made, and that's to their general manager, Ben Cherington, who after 6 years of doing this has ended up in last place virtually every single season. And their record, compared to everyone else in the division, is just awful. And yet, he's going to continue. So the question there is why? And if you're going to make the excuse and the defense, well, look at the pitching staff they've assembled. They also have the number one prospect. Okay, fine. But as we've seen in the past, the Pirates have had one of the best farm systems ever, and that was at times reason to support Neil Huntington and what he was doing. It doesn't always work the way you think, and those are just subjective numbers and subjective arguments. You got to see results. This is a results-based business, and we have not seen the results. The results aren't there, even with the best pitcher who's going to win a Cy Young unanimously probably on your team. How can that be? How can you regress five games with him and others on the pitching staff? It's because their offense stinks. So I'm surprised that he was not fired. I thought he should have been fired. I'm okay with Donnie Kelly just because I think he has that youthful exuberance. I think he made moves that are required, you know, his gut, his eyes, more so than any metrics they may throw on him. And I think players responded to him. So that's fine for me for now. But it won't matter who the manager is if you can't come up with players. And they don't have enough hitting. So I'm going to bring up two names. And I brought this name up. It's going to cost more this year just because of the season he had. But Pete Alonso has opted out of the Mets. The Mets spent over $1 billion in current and future contracts to try to get into the playoffs, and they failed. They had the best record in baseball on June 12th, only to see it all just go away. But it wasn't because of Pete Alonso, who signed last year for 2 years, $54 million. To me, that is very much doable for any team in the majors. You know, basically $27 million. Okay. But guess what you got for $27 million? You got 38 home runs, right? You got 127 runs batted in, and you got a 272 average with a good glove at first base. So Pete Alonso, who's only 30 years old, is looking, shopping his services. I know the answer to this is they're not going to do it, but why? Why shouldn't you do it? I don't care what you have at first base right now. I thought Spencer Horwitz had a decent season, but you're looking for pop in a lineup that has none.
Right.
38 home runs at age 30 still tells me he's going to hit a lot of home runs, especially at if he was at PNC Park, right field porch. He hits a lot of his home runs. Of his 38, 16 went to right field. He goes with a pitch. I think he can have a huge impact on a lineup that is crying for some power.
I would have definitely offered him that two-year, $54 million deal. It's going to take more than that after he hits 38 home runs and drives in over 100 runs this past year.
Mm-hmm.
They should do it. We all know that they likely won't do it. But even if you trade Mitch Keller, Bob, and you acquire like a bat for him, that's also $16 million that's off the books that you can pay Pete Alonso paired with the money that you already have.
Even if he wants, he's going to want, I'm sure he's going to want a longer-term deal than what he had of 2 years.
Yeah.
So let's say he wants 5 years, and let's say he wants $150 million or more. They can do that. That's not without possibility in a roster right now that does not have $100 million on it. It's $85 to $90 million. Why can't you do that, especially if you're not going to give Paul Skeens the kind of money he's eventually going to get? This falls under the category for me of windows open, go out and do something about it. And for the next several years, you have a chance to win something with Paul Skeens here. Now, the Pirates have said publicly their goal is always to win. Stop at nothing to get their goal. Well, they've not done that. They've said this before. This line has been delivered by them, but they haven't done it. So you keep just listening, and it has no value when it's just words. You have
to
show it.
We're looking in 2026 to make the playoffs, period, full stop. We're looking in 2026 to make the playoffs, period, full stop.
Period, full stop.
Well then we're going to see what they do, period, full stop. And, you know, that's the idea, to try to do it. I agree with what they're saying. The problem is they never back it up with look at their last year's offseason. What did they end up getting? Andrew Heaney?
Tommy Pham?
Frazier, of all people, fine.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. You got to do much better than that. So that's one of my names. The other is Eugenio Suarez, who I really like. He's going to be up. Had a massive season with Seattle. He's a little older at 34. And for some reason, the spot track has a number on him that I don't think is, for someone who has this many home runs and has a kind of pop, it's like a value of $15 million a year. If it is that, I'd go crazy over that. I would pay it, and I'd give him 4 years of it. Because I want a bat. I want someone at third base who can hit. If I can solve those two bats like that, they won't. But if they do, this team would be totally different than what you've seen. And I think it would be one of the teams that would be contending not just for a wild card, but for a division.
Yeah, Bob. Like, if I was saying, like, yeah, we're really good friends. We are very close. And it's your birthday. And I give you nothing for your birthday. And I feel no upsetness about that. And I just feel like it's completely okay. And yeah, whatever. What I mean by that is, this is the Pirates every year when it comes to free agency. All right, it's time for that gift for your birthday. We told you that we're going to add something. We told you we're going to get you something nice. And then they give you like a little $5 gift card to your little convenience store down the street.
Yeah, they say that. And they're you know, obviously, we'll judge by what we see. And what we're probably going to see is a total of $30 million again spent in free agency on five different players. And what you end up with is the same kind of players. So they can say, well, we had expectations to be very, very positive about this past season. We thought these guys, well, when you think a 38-year-old is going to carry you when you need bats, that's a mistake. You can't rely on that. Andrew Heaney was one of those soft-toss lefties that they bring in every year, it seems, a veteran guy. They really don't need that this year. I would just go with what I have. And I would load up on offense as best I can with all the money. And if you do trade Keller, you'll save money, yes. But I don't know about you, but I don't think the return is going to be all that big for Mitch Keller.
No, it's going to be underwhelming. It was underwhelming for David Bednar. It's been underwhelming for almost every trade that this guy has made in his six-year tenure at 365 and 505. Everyone in the division has made the playoffs since
with
the last
exception
time
of
the Pirates have.
Yep.
Yeah, everyone's made the playoffs. I think everyone's made the playoffs twice. I mean, the Reds made it, what, during the COVID year or the year after that? The Cubs made it in the 2020 season. Now they just made it this year. It's ridiculous that they're letting this go on for a seventh season.
So the next strange thing to me and maybe it's not strange because the Pirates make these kind of moves. Oscar Marin and the assistant pitching coach are both ousted. They had, and they're looked at as having one of the best pitching staffs of young group, a corral of players that are going to be very good for them for the next several years. What did they not like about Oscar Marin? Unless it had contract money involved.
So, from what I understand, from what people have reported, the contracts for Oscar Marin and the other guys, Brett Strom and Mike Rebelko, as Joe likes to call him, they were up, and they just did not renew them. They did not bring them back.
Even though he apparently did pretty good work with this pitching staff, I mean, if you're going to – how does – just because Matt Haig's contract isn't up is the reason you keep him?
Well, I don't know if they're necessarily going to keep him. They just might not have announced that they're going to change and move off of him yet because they did, like, the pitching side – and a third base coach yesterday. Maybe there's more that's still coming. We don't know what's going on with Gene Lamont yet, if he'll be back as a bench coach. This is my theory. The Pirates would not have moved on from Oscar Marin and not have re-signed him and brought him back if Paul Skenes did not want him back. Like, I can't imagine there was any consulting with Paul Skenes. There had to have been some consulting with Paul Skenes on this.
And what would Paul Skenes have said about Oscar Marin that would make the Pirates think he's not worth keeping around?
Well, more so the defense of Oscar Marin. If Skenes really wanted Marin to be here, I imagine that they would not have moved off of him. So maybe they think that there's another guy that could further unlock some other things for this pitching staff, whether it be for Mitch Keller, Ashcraft, one of those guys. But
what I saw from Burroughs, I liked. They came up here and they did what they had to do in the short amount of time they were given. Bubba Chandler, too. The one outing that he got waxed early on, but every other outing was terrific.
Yeah.
He's their pitching coach up here, and I realize that a lot of these guys, you know, value their pitching coaches in the minors who get them to this point. But still, that seems strange to me, and I guess I'm going to look at it strangely until I see what they do next and what happens in the offseason at 412-928-9370.
Yeah, and like, I don't know if that's true. Like, that's when I put it out there on Twitter, like, immediately when I saw that happen, and I said, huh, this is strange, but I imagine that the Pirates wouldn't do this unless
you know,
they
have somebody else they want. We'll
him.
See. I don't know. You know. I just find it weird that's the time that it happened, given what we've seen from this pitching staff, and most people tell you it's the strength
right.
of their team.
Like, I don't know if they consulted with other, you know, pitchers and stuff like that, but I imagine they had to talk to Skenes, right? I feel like that just makes logical sense.
I don't think Paul Skenes is the kind of guy who's going to go in there and say, I want him out. He's not doing me any good. I'm going to win a Cy Young. It was my pitching score. I just find the whole thing weird. We'll see what happens, but this next several months is going to be interesting to follow and what they do with the money. And if you're right here, if Mitch Keller's traded, it saves you a lot of money that you could put forth to somebody else. But they've got to do better than what they've done. No more one-year, $4 million, $5 million kind of contracts. They need to go out and get substantial people to make a run because the window will close as soon as Skenes leaves. I think that's the other thing I would do, and we'll ask Dan Zangrilli about this, is to me, I've seen enough of Connor Griffin to say, you're starting next year in the majors, young man. We believe in what you've done. They did that with Jared Jones, and it worked in his season until he, you know, hurt his arm. But he was more than ready for the leap from Double-A to the majors. Connor Griffin strikes me as someone who's ready for that. If he isn't, and if it struggles, okay, you move him back and start him over down in Triple-A, where I think he'd recapture whatever. But that kid strikes me, and they need help. They need a bat. They need someone who can steal the way he steals, 65 bases. If you get three legitimate bats in there to surround Cruz, Reynolds, and whomever else, I think you will take major strides in the Pirates in 2026. Where that leads them, I don't know. But the fact is they're going to remain with Ben Cherington as the general manager, and that's something I would not have done. 412-928-9370. Who we got here, Austin?
All right, let's go to T. He's in the car.
T's in the car and is about to tee it up right here.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're good. What's going on, T?
I'm so mad right now. I just got in the car, and I just heard you say that they Strom and Marine. I'll make you a bet. I'll bet you they keep Haig. Shows you how backward of an organization they are. You want to make a bet?
No, I think.
Why would you get rid of?
It had to do with
two guys?
Contracts. I bet. I don't know that, but I'm betting it had to do with money. Maybe they wanted more money, a raise. I don't know.
Of course it does. Of course it does. It has to do with money.
I'd like to hear an explanation for that.
Well, you're going to get a song and dance just like we did the other day. I'm so disgusted with this outfit. it just makes you hate baseball altogether, and you don't even want to watch them. It's just, it's disgusting. Hope you guys have a good
day. All right, T. Well, I'm going to pick your spirits up. I think you should watch baseball. I think there's some really compelling storylines out there. We saw it yesterday with guys like Tarek Skubal, 14 strikeouts, Detroit, which had blown the lead, a big lead, to Cleveland, had to play at Cleveland. Now, if they win today, they advance and eliminate Cleveland. And the Padres go to Chicago. The Padres are a better team than the Cubs, I think, and yet they dropped their first game. The Red Sox win at Yankee Stadium. Ohtani and Teoscar Hernandez hit two home runs apiece as the Reds go down. So there's a lot of interesting stuff there. Back to the lines we go, and we will go to Don in Johnstown. Don joins us right now on the Pomp and Joe Show. What's up, Don?
You know, why do we constantly talk about the Pirates and treat them as if they're a major league franchise? I mean, it's absurd. I mean, how long?
What do you want us to do? Not talk about them at all?
I understand. No, I understand. I didn't mean it that way. Of course, we have to talk about them. But anytime we talk about them, it has to be in a negative fashion. I mean,
don't you think they're responsible for that?
There's no light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I mean, that's
there's no light at the end of the tunnel here.
Well, there is some light.
Everybody can say, yeah, there is.
The light is pitching. They have a lot of pitching.
They're going to be the best pitching staff in the world. They can have the best pitching staff in the world. But if they're not going to hit, they're not going to spend money. It's frustrating.
It is.
Hey, believe me, I bleed black and gold. I'm old enough to remember 79, 71. And I bleed it. But you sit there and you get frustrated. And nothing's done.
Well, that's the thing. Nothing has been done, Don. Thank you for the call. I think that's, you know, and hopefully you're not going to be saying that after this offseason. If there's ever a time, and Bob Nutting would be hard to change the way he does business. He does business the way he does business. But somebody needs to say in that organization that you have an opportunity. I've heard people defend him saying he nothing more than winning matters. He's trying to win. No, he's not. You have to show. The results are the same, and you're continuing with the same, even though the results have been terrible. You can tell me all you want about farm systems. You can tell me all you want about everything else. All I know is that this is a results-based business, like every business. You are what your record says you are. And what your record says right now is they're one of the worst teams and have been for the last 10 years in all of baseball.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go out and change it. All right, Limits, who's next?
All right, let's go to Anthony in Oakland.
Uh-oh, Anthony always brings it. He's coming in hot, I have a feeling.
Well, Bob, you know what? I feel sorry for the fans who've never seen the Pirates win. No, you and I are fortunate. I even go back further than you. I saw them win the 1960 World Series as a young lad. So I know what great players, a great organization looks like. The Pirates haven't had a owner who wanted to win since the Galbraith sold the team in 85. I mean, it's a nightmare.
Well, I will tell you this, Anthony. I think they all want to win, but they're not committed to winning at the level they need to. And there's the difference.
Here's why I say that. Bob, there were two managers who were let go by franchises who've won World Series. Snicker just left the Braves.
Yeah. Good run for him.
He was the manager of the year and then won a World Series in 2021. And here's the example of all examples. Bruce Bochy was just let go from the Rangers. Mm-hmm. After 2 years away from the World Series, he won three in the National League. So the Pirates don't wait until the landscape to see if they want maybe a manager who has a pedigree. They just reward mediocrity again by the general manager and the manager. I don't care what this Don Kelly. Don Kelly doesn't impress me. Bruce Bochy impresses me. Snicker impresses
Terry Francona would impress you.
Yeah, of course. They should have did that last year. But this owner, he's only concerned about the luxury tax money. The league knows it. The Pirates are a filler for the rest of the major leagues. That's why they're not going to intervene. Why would they? Because they see Skeens and all these other guys waiting on the horizon for their teams. So they're not going to intervene and say, we're taking your franchise because what you were doing is completely unacceptable. Nah, you stay right there, Pirates.
What would you have to see, Anthony? What would you have to see to make you think that they're actually legitimately trying to win?
Nutting sells the teams
that would be,
to the Saudis who are throwing money around like manhole covers. And we'll have an owner. Not only would the Saudis buy the Pirates, they would buy the stadium. That's how much money they've got. And they want to get into major sports. You see, they gallery in with the Dodgers a little bit. So, man, this is unbelievable. No, it was the Lakers. I mean, Bob, why do we have to endure this? And they insult the fans by telling us, we're just going to bring you
over. I'll tell you what
back.
They're lucky they have. They have a fan base. There's a lot of just hardcore Pirate fans who won't change regardless. They're going to stick to their fandom, and they're going to continue to follow and spend money. And, you know, you can say what you want, but they do get certain crowds on certain giveaways. And it's enough to make them happy, and that's sad because that makes me sad.
It is sad.
It has nothing to do with all of that. It should be the event means something. When you win, look, it was just 10 years ago. Austin said at the beginning of this program, 10 years ago we had that run of it was just wild cards, but it was crazy atmosphere and people felt the vibe of what a good baseball team actually felt like. And they haven't had that, and they let that go away quickly, and they haven't restored it. So
and 2 years after that, Bob, their ticket participation increased twofold.
Yeah.
So he was making money off concessions. He was making money off a larger attendance. But it didn't matter to him, Bob. It doesn't matter to him.
Well,
and that's a sad spectacle.
It is sad, and there's nothing you can do. If I were Major League Baseball, I would try to do something here with say, look, you got to do better for your fan base. This is a fan base that is stuck with you. That you know, this is a city that has put together a stadium for you that is one of the best. And your obligation is to try to win, and you're not doing it. You're surviving. You're making your money, but you're not actively trying to win. And until I see differently, I feel the same. Anthony, thanks for the call as always. Appreciate it from you at 412-928-9370. Next,
let's keep moving along, Bob. The lines are filling up. It's Colby in Wexford.
Colby, I only know I only know one Colby. It's Armstrong. You're the second Colby I know.
Colby calls us a lot.
Well, there you go. So, hey, I think they're not going to do anything this offseason. And the reason I say that is, and their excuse will be, the potential work stoppage that is coming up in Major League Baseball. And it is, then there is going to be a work stoppage. When this collective bargaining agreement is over, the salary cap issue is going to come into play, and they may not play at all in 2027. And that's going to be their
Well, listen, if it changes the way the economics are in baseball, I would be all for it. I have no problem with that.
And I agree with that, but that's going to be their excuse is that we don't know where the landscape of baseball is going, so we're not going to invest anything.
But here's the landscape, Colby. Where it's headed is your one last year of having Paul Skeens. That's the significance of this time.
Listen, I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But that will be their excuse when they go ahead and they don't do anything. And their other excuse will be, well, you know, Spencer Horowitz had a very good second half. And drove in a lot of runs. It could be a potential 90 RBI guy. So they're not going to spend anything on a first baseman. So
what about third base? They need help in so many positions. They need three bats.
I agree with you. But like I said, there will be written excuses and everything will be on the wall as far as the excuses go of why they didn't do anything as opposed to why they need to do something. That nothing is going to change. And like I said, the work stoppage is going to be the biggest excuse of all of it, is that we're not going to do anything until we see the landscape of baseball and where it's headed. And it's unfortunate, but that's that's what's going to happen.
Thanks, Colby. Appreciate that. I will say this about that, if I might, and that is this. The Pirates should be on the front lines of trying to get a salary cap. They should be the team that's doing it. But I don't think that they will be. But I would. I would say we need, because if you look at it strictly for what it is, it's a system that allows the Mets to spend $1 billion. It's a system that allows, they had a $319 million payroll and they missed the playoffs.
Yeah.
But the fact that they did that gives them a hell of a lot better chance than the Pirates in the way they're doing business.
You know the only two teams to miss the playoffs with a $300 million payroll in baseball history? The 2023 New York Mets and the 2025 New York Mets.
Juan Soto got all that money to try to bring them to something in the postseason. He didn't even get a chance. They blew it. They had a terrible second bet. I wonder if their manager Mendoza will be back after all of this.
Can you blame Juan Soto? He hit 43 home runs and he drove in 105 runs.
No, I understand that. But that goes to show you that even when you spend it that way, and now I'm making an argument the other way, but my point is the Dodgers and what they do, they spend over $1 billion too, but they're always going to be in it, always. It's all I want. If I'm a fan of any team, I want them to have a chance, a legitimate chance. Salary cap will offer that. It's worked in hockey. It certainly has worked in football.
Oh, yeah.
You see every year, you can't predict how this is going to work, which is why your survivor pool will be ended soon. No one will last.
Mine did,
How many did you have at the beginning of that?
We had 50 people in our survivor pool. We're down to about 30, I think. So,
well, that's actually pretty good. Yeah. Most of these end within the 5-7 week period.
We haven't had that many upsets. I lost on, which I think was very funny, the Chargers losing to Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart ended my survivor pool, which I think it's hilarious.
Joe's smiling somewhere on that one.
And we lost about 10 people in the survivor pool that picked Cleveland against the Packers. They picked the Packers to beat Cleveland.
Well, those games are lingering out there, ones you can't explain. One more call here before we go to break. Limits, where are we headed?
All right, let's go to Chris. He's in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Bob. How you doing? You know, what concerns me as a 55-year Pirate fan is if in the offseason we go get people again like Tommy Pham or Spencer Horwitz, and, you know, 2 months into the season we're 12 games out, you know, when does Paul Skenes just go, hey, look, it's time to trade me. You know, I'm not happy here. You're not winning. This guy is a once-in-a-generation talent, and this team is just blowing it. You know, so how long until he requests a trade? Because he's going to do it.
You know, I think he has in his back pocket a time frame that works to his advantage, but it's a few more years of this. I think the Pirates, if he doesn't say a word, the Pirates within 2 years will have to trade him. Because they're not going to sign up for the money that he wants. I think they should, because I just think it's time to do all these things. What I would tell Bob Nutting is, hey, Bob, you only live on this earth for so long. It's time for you to forget about money. You've chased money your whole life. What about chasing something bigger than that? And that's about reputation. That's about legacy, all of this stuff. And I felt that with LIV golfers, the way they went away. I predicted at the time they would regret going to the LIV Tour instead of PGA because they don't get anywhere near the coverage. Yeah, sure, you make all the money. Chase all the money you want. But sometimes it goes beyond that. So all I know is they have an opportunity. If I'm Paul Skenes, to answer your question, Chris, if this year goes awry, I'm doing it at the end of this year.
Yeah.
No, I don't think his nature is not to go in there and just – disrupt. He may have some feelings that he lets them know about, but I don't think he would go full out, trade me, I'm out of here. Do you?
No. I think at some point, I mean, the guy is just too talented and as I said, a generational player. At some point, he's going to get fed up and say, you know, get what you can for me, you know, from the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Mets, I want out. You know, I want a chance to win.
Well, that eventually will happen. It'll be when the Pirates determine it, unless he speaks up before then. But if he speaks up before then, the Pirates then are somewhat, I don't think the return's going to be as much as you would like. Right. I don't, although I think it still would bring in quite a bit. But if he's unhappy and other teams know it, Yeah. What you hope for is a bidding war, and you'll get that from a couple of teams. And that may be the only reason that the return is better than you would think if it happens within the next year. I don't know. If I'm him, I'm watching this year specifically. I'm saying to myself, I want to see what they do. They didn't do anything last year. This year is another year. We'll see. And if it doesn't go the way it should, then I may just say, that's it. I want out. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.